We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me get a couple things out of the way first. I know we're a couple minutes late here in the 4 o'clock hour. I'll give you the stock market report that's sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Big day on Wall Street. S&P 500 closes at a brand new record. S&P 500 is up over 105 points. That's a 2% rise, more than that for the day. Dow Jones up 456 points, and the NASDAQ up almost 3% today, up 460 points. So a big day on Wall Street. Give you a little cat talk as well. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Doug Plagans is going to join us this hour from Raleigh. We'll talk some Panthers hockey with him. But the Panthers, they've won 6 in a row. They've won 9 of their last 10. They're in Carolina tonight. You're going to hear the game here on 560 WQAM. The Hurricanes, by the way, have won 3 in a row and 8 of their last 10. Panthers will then return home for 3 games. Saturday, they host Washington. Tuesday, they host Buffalo. And Thursday, they host Montreal. So you can catch some Panthers hockey. They are looking damn good. They will be home for 3 games at the Amerant Bank Arena in the beautiful city of Sunrise, Florida. And I'll give you a quick 15 minutes of heat as well. Obviously, the All-Star break has come to an end as of tonight. 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. The Heat will open the second half of their season with 4 games on the road tomorrow night. They're in New Orleans, and I'm sure Dan Day will be torn rooting for his Heat and his Pelicans on the same night. And Monday, they'll be in Sacramento. Tuesday, in Portland. Thursday, in Denver. Remember that game in Portland Tuesday? That should have been one of the biggest games of the season with Dame Lillard returning to Portland as a member of the Miami Heat. But obviously, that did not happen. That's one of the things we talked about with Clay Ferrero earlier in the 2 o'clock hour. All right, we got all that stuff out of the way, but he'll be back in action tomorrow night, and you will hear the game here on 560. We get all that out of the way. Doug Plagans is going to join us this hour. Let us begin the 4 o'clock hour with headlines and our own Daniel Day.
They're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. We haven't touched on this yet today. Appreciate Jimmy sending me the text earlier. Tim Anderson has signed with the Marlins 1 year, around $5 million.
Yeah, that actually is a big signing, not necessarily based on what he's done recently, because he hasn't been great as of late, but big name and one year, $5 million. Maybe they're overpaying a little bit, but could make a decent shortstop if he gets back to his form from a few seasons ago.
Yeah, he was former batting champion. He batted .245 last year. Yeah, rough year last year. Jose Ramirez got the best of him in a fisticuffs on the field.
Yes, he did.
I would never say that to his face, but the Marlins did need, they had a need for shortstop, so he does obviously fill that need.
Yeah, that fight was one of the more memorable things that happened during baseball season last year. That's one of the things that sticks in my mind from baseball season.
It's also kind of filling the gap from Jorge Soler leaving the team. So
that is true.
That should be cool. We'll see. Inter Miami, they did start the season off on a good foot, winning 2-0 over Real Salt Lake. Both Messi and Suarez had an assist. The Herons are in L.A. to face the L.A. Galaxy Sunday at 8:30.
All right, very good.
Spring training baseball has begun. You've got the Dodgers and the Padres playing right now, but no Shohei Ohtani. He is still recovering from elbow surgery. Of course, our Marlins, they start their spring training official games this coming Saturday, 1 o'clock against the Cardinals in Jupiter.
I didn't even realize that it was underway as of today. Can you wager on spring training baseball?
That'd be dangerous. It's 8-0 right now. Dodgers are ahead of the Padres. I don't know.
Let me see here. I'm trying to find out, Crowder, if you can wager on spring training baseball.
But that's got to be a hard bet.
Yeah, I don't. Let's see.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
World Series awards and stuff. I bet maybe as it gets, you know, more into sprint, like it would be so hard on a day like today, but maybe the last couple of games of spring training, certainly like exhibition baseball, you'll be able to.
Yes.
Like when you get like a week out, say, from the season, like I just think
I just, from football wise, you can bet on preseason games.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Exhibition baseball.
I mean, there's spring training like this, but the ones that are more meaningful when you actually know who's out there rather than, you know, the games here at the beginning where I would be hard pressed. I was thinking about going Saturday up to Jupiter. But then I'm like, will I recognize anybody? I don't even know.
Probably not.
It's very early.
I'll tell you from a standpoint, and I'm old. I retired 13 years ago, but yeah, we the starters really don't take those games that serious.
Let me see here. If there's anybody from the Marlins in the Cy Young conversation here for betting? This is just for fun.
Ooh, Jesus Luzardo is supposed to be our ace this year.
Yeah, I'm scrolling down.
It's going to be a while.
Way
Sandy,
down.
Sandy won it a couple years ago.
Yeah, but he's got Tommy John surgery. He's not playing this year.
Let's see.
Shohei Ohtani had some surgery, and I saw him on ESPN this morning.
Shohan, is that what you're sticking with?
Shohei Ohtani. I'm Shohan. From Georgia. Right. Yeah, Shohei.
He's not playing today because of that shoulder, the elbow surgery.
Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, just a few baseball futures, but nothing exciting.
Well, the NBA does resume tonight after the All-Star break. One of the highlighted games, Lakers-Warriors, but unfortunately no LeBron James. He has a bad ankle.
Oh, I didn't realize he wasn't playing tonight.
Yep. Tennis World.
As long as I have the app open, let me take a look at that.
Let me get my phone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I got to go in.
He just takes off.
There you go.
Gets to get in his phone. Do a little gambling.
Keep knocked that everything over.
Keep that heater going. It's good.
You all right?
Got a new mic. It's big.
Where are you keeping it? Around your wrist? Hanging around everything.
It's a big mic.
Warriors are 6-point favorites tonight over the Lakers.
Ooh, that's a 9-10 matchup in the West. The Lakers are 9, and the Warriors are 10.
Yeah, I'm still interested. It's probably, to me, the most interesting game on the docket tonight. Let's see, Boston, Chicago, Houston, New Orleans. So New Orleans, when the Heat play New Orleans tomorrow, Pelicans will be on the second night of a back-to-back.
I got the Heat winning. Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, there's no way Zion Williamson plays well on back-to-backs.
Come on, man.
He can play well on baby backs.
Oh,
I like how you said it, and then it sunk in that it was really, really funny and started laughing about it.
Yeah, man, I just...
It's a good joke. I've
won this argument with Zion so far. He's going to have some good games, but he's just...
A lot of time left.
A lot of calories left, too.
A lot of time.
Did you guys hear about this? The tennis world's men's and women's number ones, Novak Djokovic and Iga Swiatek, are listed as they are going to play at the Miami Open, which runs March 17th through the 31st.
Oh, all right, that's cool.
Heard that's I'll a great event. There.
I bet you will be there. I know your daughter's a big tennis player.
She's in homeschool now, playing tennis 7 hours a day, and she goes to school for 4 hours. I'm trying to get this Coco Golf going, man.
Mm-hmm. She won at Dubai yesterday.
Good luck.
I was going to say, Crowder, I'll meet you out there at the tennis in the middle of the day, do some day drinking, but it seems like you might have your family with you, so it's probably.
It's fine. We can do some day drinking.
All right. I heard it's a good event, man.
That tennis is slow.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on. Game, match, set. They have all kind of stuff going on. It lasts forever. I get yelled at my daughter's tennis matches because you're not allowed to talk to them. But I'm like, I'm not a coach. I could just scream, let's go, Ava. And then next time, my daughter doesn't like you talking to your daughter. Lady, you better get out my face. How about that?
Recently, college football, the playoffs did approve a 5+7 format for 12-team format, but now they're discussing in the possibility of the future having 14 teams entering the playoff.
More the better, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm with you, Hawk, but just stop chasing money. Like, do 12. The top four have buys. The next eight play each other, and then you go into the semifinal or quarterfinals. Like, it just 12 is perfect.
14's better. 16's better than that. 18's better than that. We have a funny thing. When it comes to leagues, we always go, oh, this is just a money grab. Yeah. Well, good, but that's what we're all doing. You're doing a whole media tour this weekend because you're chasing money doing comedy and seasonings. Like, everybody's chasing money. Like, we have this weird thing where we stand on ceremony when it comes to, you know, the college football playoffs. Well, listen, 12 is okay. If you add it to 14, now you're just doing it for money. Of course they're doing it for money. What else are they doing it for?
Who wants to see the 28th best team play?
I watched the basketball tournament. There's 68 teams.
I know, and it's terrible. And
it's not terrible because you don't get a run like FAU to the Final Four last year if you don't have it being wide open to teams that aren't these blue blood programs.
Hawk, you have to.
Did you just say March Madness is terrible?
Well, that's pretty good. I enjoy it. but Hawk, you have to cap it though. We had it was two at one point. We had a damn computer deciding BCS deciding who the two best teams are to play against each other. Then we went to four. Now we go to 12. Now we're going to go to 24, 36, 48, 716. Like, why play a regular season?
Doesn't bother me.
It bothers me. You have to max it. You have to cap it at something. And I think 12 is the cap.
Also be playing football year round too.
Who's got a problem with that?
Me. It's against my argument, but I don't either.
Oh, goodness. Canes men's basketball team, they got beat really bad by Duke last night. That's really all there is to say about that.
Listen, Canes could be in the tournament if they opened it to 365 teams.
We made it.
On to weather from the Mesman Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is in the low 70s, mostly sunny, with no chance of rain tomorrow, though it is supposed to get a little more cloudy here in South Florida.
Yeah, it is a good looking day out there. Doug Plagans is with the Florida Panthers in Raleigh, and they got the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. So he's going to join us in the next segment. Panthers are red hot. They are the best team in the NHL right now. So we'll check in with Plagans in the next segment. And today's chili day. We'll see if Plagans has a take on chili.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Hawk and Crowder. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Here is Doug Plagans on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your red hot Florida Panthers, Crowder. I mean, this team is hot.
Ain't rolling, baby.
They face the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Doug is in Raleigh. Hurricanes are playing well as well. Hello, Plagans.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
How's the weather in Raleigh?
It's actually really pleasant as far as the weather goes here in Raleigh. Usually that's to be expected, especially around this time of the year here.
All right, so let's talk a little Panthers. Is the league and national media starting to take notice of what's going on with the Panthers as of late?
I believe they are. I've heard plenty of quote-unquote experts and various media folks really highlighting what this Panthers team has done lately. I think they're recognized across the board as a contender, no doubt about it. And we knew that coming into the year. We've seen what they've been building, even dating back to last season. And this team is rolling along once again. And tonight you have two of the hottest teams in the league, the Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes. Panthers won 10 out of 11. Carolina comes in 8-2-0 in their last 10 games. Both teams are on win streaks, and obviously both teams met in the Eastern Conference Final last spring, so there's a history between the two teams. The last time the Panthers played a game here at PNC Arena that counted, it was game two of that conference final series, which, of course, the Panthers won to take a 2-0 lead in the series. So there's history between these two teams. They're both playing well. Both teams are contenders once again. But to answer your question, absolutely, folks across the entire hockey world are taking note of what the Panthers are up to right now.
Doug, but is it a surprise? Like, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. I know they lost, but they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, is it a surprise that the Panthers are this good?
I don't see it as a surprise. I expected this team, we talked about it a lot last spring, second half of last year, going back a couple of seasons. We expected this team was going to be a contender and remain a contender for a number of years to come, and that's exactly the situation that they're in right now. And if you look at the immediate standings, the Panthers and the Boston Bruins, they've been flip-flopping atop the Atlantic Division here over the last handful of days, and the Panthers tonight, if they can get 2 points, stand another opportunity to jump over Boston once again for not only the top record in the Atlantic, but the top record in the Eastern Conference. So, no, I don't think anybody's surprised by what this team's been able to pull off, but getting back to what Hawk asked, yes, they are getting national recognition, and I think people are, like I said, even more than they have at any point, taking note of what this Panthers team's able to accomplish. And I think we talked about this too right here on this show, but looking at the Panthers, the lineup, you knock on wood, the way things are right now, I view the Panthers as having the best roster, at least on the Eastern Conference side, and maybe the most balanced roster in the National Hockey League. I just think a huge credit goes to Bill Zito and his team for the roster they were able to assemble, the talent they've been able to identify, and of course to Paul Maurice and the coaching staff for the position they put this team in. They're getting contributions from across the board. If you point to this, every aspect of the game, the Panthers have been able to find success, whether it be 5-on-5, various ends of special teams. The goaltending's been great when needed. So again, the Panthers right now, they've put themselves into the contending mix, no doubt about it.
what makes them so special? I think last season we pointed at Matthew Tkachuk, and he was kind of the driver of everything, and it was really fun to watch. Is it just Paul Maurice and his style of hockey? Is it the fact that Anthony Stolarz has been great when he needs to come in for Bobrovsky? Is it Sam Reinhart? Like, what makes them so special right now?
I think if you're looking at it on the if you're looking at it from, you know, through a wide lens, I think the first thing that you would notice about this team is, first of all, the balance, the roster construction. Like I said, Bill Zito's put together a great roster, and Paul Maurice and the coaching staff have them going. There's an attitude about this team. If you watch them, there's a healthy swagger about this team, and they've got a belief. And we saw that really build over last season. It's a group of guys that genuinely enjoy being around each other on the ice and off the ice. And, you know, that kind of chemistry lends itself to success. But there's a balance about the team. They have a real jam to their game. They're not afraid to get into any kind of style that anybody wants to play. They can score, they can defend, and they can hold up their end of the bargain if somebody wants to try and push them around. That doesn't usually work out too well. So there are a lot of different elements to this team's attack on a night-to-night basis, and they're getting contribution from across the board. I think that just goes back to the point of the balance. But not only can this team score when they need to, but they also can defend. And I tell you what, there are two things over the course of a season. There are a couple things that I think really stand out and that are really big tells when you want to see what a team is truly capable of and whether or not what they're doing is able to translate to postseason success. And for the Panthers, at 5-on-5, their goal differential at 5-on-5 is really good. There are some teams that, you know, they're middle of the road at 5-on-5, but you know, when they get on the power play, they're really dangerous. You can't just rely on a power play to take you to a championship of the National Hockey League. You've got to be more balanced than that. The Panthers are great on the power play. They have a really good penalty kill. They're top six in the league in both of those departments, but they're also really good at 5-on-5. The other thing is, and this is something that's on the line tonight that's been well documented, the Panthers are attempting tonight to be the third team in the history of the National Hockey League to win 12 straight road games. When you can win on the road in the National Hockey League, it tells me that you're not overly matchup reliant. Some teams have great home records, and some teams really depend on being able to have the luxury of that last change and get the matchup that they want when they're at home. The Panthers can certainly make things tough on the opposition when they are able to be on home ice and get the matchup they're looking for. And, for example, put Barkov out there against the other team's best offensive line. There's no doubt that they like having that luxury, but the Panthers are able to do what they can do on the road, what they have done on the road, because they do have depth, they do have balance. So I think when you look at it, it's the fact that this roster really doesn't have any holes, but also, like I said, they're great at 5-on-5 and they're great on the road, and those two things can translate to postseason success.
And Doug, Hawk actually talked about Stolarz, who I was going to bring up, but are we? I want to say better in net pretty much this year, because I know Spencer Knight and Lyon last year, and I think Detroit gave Lyon a bunch of money. But, like, are we better in net? Bob's our ace. Bob's a $10 million goalie. But then this year, Stolarz is coming up. Are we better in net this year than last year?
Right now, they're just really balanced. Sergei Bobrovsky's been outstanding from the get-go. And the thing with Anthony Stolarz, I mean, this is a guy who's he's a seasoned pro, and that's not an easy job when you might go 7 or 10 days between starts, something like that. If the Panthers don't have any back-to-backs, you know, maybe Sergei Bobrovsky just rolls with it for a while. Right now, the workload difference, 41 games played to 17 for Anthony Stolarz, but a lot of credit goes to Anthony Stolarz, because to be able to have yourself ready when your number's called every single night, to be able to be in a backup goaltender means you're out there, you're out there late at practice a lot of times. You're practicing with the guys, making sure everybody's getting their shots in, stuff like that. It's an important job, and it's one that, again, there are challenges to being really good in that role. And Anthony Stolarz has been outstanding, and the numbers don't lie. And his last start, that game in Buffalo during the last road trip, was a 45 save shutout. So he's come up with some big time performances, and it's been great to see. And like I said, just getting back to it, I think this team's just been, like I said, incredibly balanced. And the other thing that they have organizationally is, as you mentioned, they do have a handful of guys in the organization, not just the guys at the National Hockey League level, who are capable goaltenders. And as we saw last year, as we've seen with, for example, Vegas, teams across the National Hockey League are showing that you need to have goaltending depth in your organization. For the Panthers, that's a position of strength, no question.
Hey, Plagans, I was in New York for a few days, so I wasn't watching the games because I was out and about, but I was getting push notifications during that Tampa game, and it was like, goal, 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 goal. Was that any kind of statement game, or was that just one of those wild games where everything seems to be going right?
Well, they did have a lot going right. There's no doubt about it. And going on the road anywhere and winning by that score is tough to do. To be able to walk into Tampa, who went into that game with one of the best road, or I should say home records in the National Hockey League, and to do that to them, I don't know. Here's what I would take away from that
was
game.
Was it Vasilevsky in net, by the way?
Yes, Vasilevsky was in net for that game, and he ultimately got hooked after two. And in speaking with Paul Maurice about that game, what he liked the most about it, he thought his team played a really mature game overall, because sometimes when you get into a game and you get that kind of lead, maybe human nature creeps in and you deviate from the plan a little bit because you have that disparity on the scoreboard. And, you know, as some would say, like the risk profile isn't quite the same because you do have a significant advantage. But the Panthers maintained structure and really just kept doing what they were doing the whole game. And it was to echo what Paul Maurice said, it was a really mature game. And, you know, maybe when you're playing a game like that, there's no question when you score 9 in the National Hockey League, you're creating a break or two for yourself. I am a firm believer. You create your own luck. You create your own breaks. The Panthers were the better team in that game, and they deserved the significant victory that they got. But the Panthers were able to maintain that structure and maturity in their game throughout, and, you know, didn't let any bad habits creep in because of the score that got on the board.
And, Doug, speaking of that, like you just said, they'll be the third team to win 12 in a row. Like, they're doing historic stuff if they were to win, the third team ever to do it. It's like, is Paul Maurice, like, is he up for Coach of the Year? Are there any superlatives right now that you can look at the Panthers and say, this guy needs to be in this conversation?
He absolutely should be in the discussion for that. And I believe last night on TNT's panel during their national doubleheader, that was one of the items that was getting tossed around. There are certainly multiple well-deserving candidates in the league, but his name is absolutely one that should be on that list as far as contenders for the NHL's Coach of the Year, the Jack Adams Award. So he's done an outstanding job. And to see, again, over the course of last year and into this year, his systems take hold and the total buy-in across the board from the players, it's been great to see. And the results don't lie. Look at what this team has been able to accomplish here going back to last season.
Doug Plagans is in Raleigh. So where are you eating in Raleigh? Is there any more special?
No, they have lots of good food here. Yeah, the media meal is always one of the best in the league here. So I'm excited for that.
No, probably restaurant. I'm talking so. Restaurants, not the arena.
Nobody wants a turkey sandwich.
The media meal here is outstanding. I'll credit where it's due. They do a great job here at PNC Arena in Raleigh with that. But let's see. So today, my folks visited. They were having an early dinner and they're going to the game tonight. And after morning skate, knowing that I was going to enjoy the media meal, I went to one of the crowd pleasers. I went over to Chick-fil-A right by the hotel, and it was outstanding.
Interesting. Chick-fil-A. I don't know.
There's barbecue. The barbecue here is really good.
Yeah. Is there any like fast food that we don't have? Like, do they have any In-N-Outs or Whataburger or
So what they have here in the Carolinas is a burger chain called Cookout. And when I visit my folks here, I frequent Cookout. They have it, I believe, as far north. I've looked at the location map. As far north as Lexington, Kentucky, I believe, is the footprint of Cookout. They've got it in Tennessee. They've got it in the Carolinas. They've got it into Georgia. There are none in Florida, to my knowledge, yet. But it's really good. It's outstanding, and I would highly recommend it. Anybody driving through the South, if you find a Cookout, it's a good place to go. But they do have those in this area, and when I visit my parents in the Carolinas, I go there. They also have, there's a lot of Bojangles, Zaxby's, You know, those places too.
I spent the last five nights in New York. Now, is there any place in New York? Obviously, we went to some fancy restaurants, but I have to go get Famous Ray's Original for a slice of za. And there's nothing like, and again, I'm a fan of Chicago pizza, but I like New York slice when I'm in New York, and I got to go to Famous Ray's Original. You can go to Original Ray's, or you can go to Ray's Famous. I go to Famous Ray's Original because I want to know that I'm getting the best.
I've been to Ray's. It's really good. I love New York pizza. I used to really love Chicago-style pizza, and now I'm just kind of okay with it. New York-style pizza is my favorite. New York-style pizza is one of my favorites. And it's not just because I'm from there, but I do think Detroit-style pizza might be the best if I'm going with a geographical style of pizza. But I would take New York-style pizza over Chicago pizza. And there's not much better than an authentic, good piece of New York pizza in New York.
Yeah, there's something about it. There's something about eating it in New York. I mean, there's just, it's like such a wide variety of people. It's just like, you know, a neon light, 99-cent slice in the window. I don't know. There's something about it that makes it makes it special. But will you stop at a corner street cart? Will you get, say, a falafel or a pretzel or a hot dog from the corner cart?
Now, you know that, I mean, I would eat shawarma, rice, pita, hummus, you know, tahini, all that stuff. I would eat it every single day of my life. But I am generally not eating from the carts, and it's nothing against the carts. I just want to have a place to sit. I want to have, you know, I want to be able to maybe get refills. I want to have a place to sit down. And to me, and I'm not a big to-go guy, as we've discussed.
Right.
And when you eat at the cart, to-go is your only option. That's just typically when I'm having a meal, that's not how I want to enjoy. I want to make it a relaxing experience as much as I can. And there's just nowhere to do that if you get your food from a cart.
I would like to see you ask one of the guys at the cart for a refill.
I don't think they offer such a luxury.
I was going to make my point, Hawk. Those cart guys aren't that pleasant. They're just trying to get their money and get the food.
You
got to
get in, you got to get out. I mean, they got a wide variety of offering at the carts now.
One of the famous carts is Halal Guys, which now has franchise locations across the country.
Do you know there was about a two-hour line at the Halal Guys cart that I walked past? I believe it was on 5th Avenue, maybe like 5th and 52nd. It was about a two-hour line. I could not believe it.
It's good stuff. They have it. They have one in Davie right there at 595 at University. I go there pretty often.
What's a halal?
It's like the gyro or the chicken, and they give it to you with the rice, and it's really good.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's also like if you cook something that's kosher, like the style of cooking. Halal,
it's a style, yes.
Yeah, halal is a style. Let me look and see what the actual definition.
Yeah, I've seen it. I know it's green.
Yeah, halal is a dietary law derived from Islamic teachings, meaning lawful or permitted. So it's almost like the Islamic version of kosher, but halal covers a lot of ground. And so I know for food that is halal, just about anybody can eat halal.
We're learning on the program today.
If you can't learn at least one thing from this show on a daily basis, then something is wrong. Real quickly, because we got to wrap things up, and you can hear the Panthers game tonight right here on 560 WQAM. Plagans will be on the call. Today is National Chili Day. I know we've covered this with you before, but are you a big chili guy?
No, I don't like, I'm not a bean guy. If there's beans in it, I'm not eating it. So the only kind of beans I like are jelly beans. So I'm not, there's a lot of chili that's immediately just like off the list for me because I don't really like beans. But I like chili as a sauce, and I like it at the, you know, a lot of the Detroit Coney Islands will use it as a sauce on like a Coney dog or on a loose burger or something like that. That's good if there's no beans in it. And fortunately, at a lot of the Detroit Coney Islands that I grew up with, they don't put beans in the chili. And you know I'm not a soup guy, so there's no way I'm sitting there eating a bowl of it. So to me, it's something that's got to be a sauce on a select few items. Or Taco Bell used to have the chili cheese burrito. That was pretty good.
Interesting. Because a lot of the hot dog carts, you know, they do offer a chili dog. But, man, I'm like, hey, you got to build up that callus, to quote Chad Johnson. You get to New York, build up that callus, have a slice or have a hot dog. I have a rough time. Has anyone ordered a chili dog at one of these carts? Now, there's millions of people in New York walking the streets all the time.
That seems like a big mess waiting to happen.
That's a big mess waiting to happen. Forget about what's going on inside, but just on the outside, a hot dog covered in chili. Have you ever heard of someone ordering that at one of these carts?
No, and part of it is that a lot of these places, I feel like a lot of times, that depending on how significant the chili dog you're getting is, that could be a knife and fork operation.
Mm.
And carrying that, you're going to dump, I would imagine, you're going to dump half that chili on the sidewalk.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah. I was just at Disney, their hot dog option, and you couldn't get, I asked the lady, I was like, just give me a normal hot dog. She was like, no. It was a hot dog with queso cheese dip,
ooh,
jalapenos,
oh,
and tortilla strips.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. A little crunch.
It was disgusting.
Ooh, I want one of those right now.
And it was $14.
Unfortunately.
I was going to say, was there an installment plan on that?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pay it off till my kids get out of college.
That's what I told my wife when we got back. I said, we have to go on a food and a monetary diet. After five nights in New York,
lots of
cutting back calories and money. All right. Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight here on 560 WQAM. Panthers and Hurricanes. Puck drops when? 7 or 7:30 tonight, Doug?
7 o'clock. So we're on here at 7, and we're going to be dropping the puck shortly thereafter.
All right. Very good. Have a good call tonight, Plagans.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
There you go, Doug Plagans. He will be on the call tonight. You will hear the game on this very radio station.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I can't tell if I'm a kingpin or a pauper.
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.